John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He is the editor of a national radio sports report, a video odds maker with Gino's Picks on YouTube, and a stand-up comedian in his own right, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Vineland, New Jersey, Gino Visconti joins us once again. Good morning, Gino.
Yo, dude, how we doing today, buddy?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm feeling good because the Eagles are only a 3.5-point underdog. So someone out there believes that they're better than they might be. So,
well, you know, when you come off an impressive win against Mark Sanchez in the same game where you can't tackle Adrian Peterson running 90 yards with a walker and 32 years of football on his hips, you got to feel confident about an Eagles team that, much like me in every relationship, is lying to your face.
I hate to agree, but he's right.
Let me explain something to you, and I want to be wrong, and let me tell you, 82% chance I am. But the point I'm trying to make here is everything's coming together for Dallas right now. Let me tell you something you two may not know. But football is a lot like comedy. You know what the secret is, guys? You know what the secret is?
Timing.
Timing.
I'm sorry I didn't set you up for the oldest joke in the world.
The oldest joke in the world just ran 90 yards for a touchdown. Almost like we rehearsed it. Two of these. Look, I want to root for the Eagles. I do. And this is like, it's hard to believe, and we were talking about this 2 weeks ago, that this game is for first place technically right now. Mm-hmm. But still, even if the Eagles, and this is where I think the Eagles' problem is, like the Cowboys' schedule the rest of the way is soft, like the food you're eating now, John.
Thank you.
It has a porridge-like consistency. Okay. The Eagles, meanwhile, are looking past this game at a Rams matchup and a Texans matchup. And I don't understand the play calling by Doug Peterson anymore. Did you watch that game Monday night when they go up 8, when they go up by a touchdown? They're like, let's go up to be up 9 points. Why do you need to be up 9 points against Mark Sanchez? What is the logic there? And let's go for this. So in case we don't get it, in case we throw another interception, pick six, it's a tie. I don't get the play calling there. And I know it's a divisional game. And I know the people in Philly are going to go nuts, but I'm taking the Cowboys. And I think they win by four or more.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, this is... Keep in mind...
Hey, Philly, the way I'm picking, I'm doing you a favor.
This bodes well. This bodes well for the Eagles.
Right now, you heard everyone in the studio go, Oh, thank Christ.
Gino Visconti, our guest, Classic Rock, 102.9.
I look forward to it every week, guys.
All right, well, good. Well, we got a song for you, Gino.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.